Whether you're retro, competitive, tabletop, or anything in between, you'll find it all at Generation Games, Sydney's premier new gaming event. Book your tickets now for April 20th and 21st at the International Convention Centre, Darling Harbour. Hey gamers, Jake Barros here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. Prime Video's television adaptation of Fallout has been officially renewed for a second season. Early reports hinted at the potential for a follow-up, with the state of California reportedly offering around $25 million US in tax incentives for production to be moved there. Now, following the huge success and praise from viewers for the debut season, Prime Video has confirmed that more is on the way. The show's producers have said they're thrilled to announce Season 2 of Fallout and look forward to taking viewers even farther into this surreal world. Warhorse Studios has lifted the lid on Kingdom Come: Deliverance 2, a sequel to its ambitious 2018 medieval action RPG. The new entry has been in development for 6 years and is set to expand on the original, with a significantly larger and more dense space to explore, a bigger story, gorgeous CryEngine-powered visuals, and a more reactive world. Best of all, the game isn't far off, with Warhorse revealing it's aiming to launch before the end of 2024. Netflix has announced that not only is the fourth season of The Witcher live-action series in production, but a fifth season is already planned, and it'll be the show's last. Season 4 will be the first to feature Liam Hemsworth in the lead role as Geralt of Rivia, after taking over from Henry Cavill. These next two seasons will supposedly cover the last remaining volumes of author Andrzej Sapkowski's original books, and Netflix says that Season 5 of The Witcher will bring the epic show to a fitting conclusion. It won't be the end of The Witcher on Netflix, though, with an animated series titled Sirens of the Deep still slated to premiere this year, featuring the Geralt video game voice actor, Doug Cockle, reprising his iconic role. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.